USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Ron DeSantis made a historic move to combat the inflationary spiral brought on by Democrat policies he called Bidenflation, as he signed a $1.2 billion tax break for Floridians to fight Bidenflation. According to DeSantis, 10 tax breaks are on the way in Florida. DeSantis predicted Florida's budget would have a $20 billion surplus by the start of next fiscal year, and having such revenues gives the state plenty of room to suspend or reduce some of its sales tax to help. About 60 people were killed after Russian forces bombed a school in the Luhansk region, President Zelensky said overnight. Reports of about 90 people were in the shelter inside the school in the village in the part of the eastern Donbass region when the suspected Russian bomb struck. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5500. Enjoy!
Coronavirus infections have continued to climb in California since early April, and while the curve of new cases remains less steep than winter's Omicron variant surge, the rising spread of two contagious subvariants is a concern. The California Department of Public Health on Friday reported the statewide daily case rate for COVID-19 at 14 per 100,000 residents. As sanctions have failed to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, more sanctions are being imposed on the Kremlin.
The United States and its G7 partners are imposing more sanctions on Russia. The White House announced the move after President Biden took part in Sunday's virtual meeting with G7 leaders and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Among the new sanctions, the United States is imposing penalties on three major Russian television stations, Russian elites, and financial institutions. The G7 also committed to phasing out or banning the import of all Russian oil. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Oregon romance novelist Nancy Brophy, who authored the fiction How to Murder Your Husband, is accused of killing her husband in real life after slipping up and confessing to the shooting by mistake, according to a Portland, Oregon prosecutor. Russia's Victory Day Parade on May 9th, a World War II-themed parade celebrating the Soviet Union's victory in Europe. The Kremlin continues to threaten the world with nuclear weapons. Representative Lisa McClain, the Republican from Michigan on Newsmax, says that if Russian President Vladimir Putin launches tactical nuclear weapons, the United States would have to respond swiftly.
Well, I expect to see Putin put on a show. That is for sure. And I think he needs to. Listen, no one thought, or I should say everyone thought that the war would be over in days. And here we are. And Zelensky and the Ukrainian people are holding strong and holding tough. But we are dealing with an extremely evil man. He's not logical. He does not have a nice bone in his body, and he will stop at nothing to get what he wants. He's definitely going to put on a show. He's definitely going to try and flip the narrative or spin the narrative to his people. But even his people know that what he is doing is wrong, or I should say some of his people at least know that. Look, he is a war criminal. The world knows that.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.